Over the past month, we've heard a lot of protests, complaints, whining, and outcries about what the various observances of this holiday season are all about. Atheists placed a large ad in Times Square conveying the message of who needs God to celebrate peace and joy. They want to take Christ out of Christmas and celebrate Xmas. While some people have seen the sign and yawned, others, like one Jewish man in New York, has associated the atheist's ad with the Holocaust, and as a Jew, defended Christianity and the meaning of the season for Christians, scandalizing the atheist message. Remarkably this year, we've gone from how best to articulate the greetings of the season to arguments about whether or not Santa Claus is a white person or a person of color. Yes, all of this debate can be serious if we allow it, but I have another perspective on it. Everybody's getting to express a point of view in public. That's good. The argument about rights and religions is underway with vigor. I actually smile as I listen and watch because I see the American people energized about their personal opinions and realization of the importance of religious freedom in protecting everyone's right to take their ideas to the public. Those who celebrate Christmas will do so with great energy and emotion. Those who oppose the celebration will share their message as well. Religions will defend each other, and some will denounce all religions. And all in the heated conversations can still be neighbors. Rather than wail and weep about the demise of our nation, let's give thanks for the pluralism of this land that gives everybody a platform, and let's express gratitude for a nation that can find unity with diversity. The give and take in pluralism is a real blessing as long as our goal is not to support a theocracy, but to keep trying to practice a democracy, supportive of equality for all and demagoguery for none. Happy holidays, everybody. Religious freedom is still working. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. State of Belief Radio is made possible in part by the generous donations of listeners like you. Please visit us online at stateofbelief.com and consider making a financial contribution to us today. We'll use it wisely to keep State of Belief on the air and to expand the reach of this program at a time when so few voices representing an inclusive, respectful approach to interreligious dialogue seem to exist. Stateofbelief.com is also where you can find out more about the show. You can hear extended interviews, watch in-studio videos, read transcripts, sign up for our podcasts. You'll find more information about the topics discussed on this week's show and resources to help bring State of Belief to a radio station near you. I hope you'll stay in touch with us throughout the week. Facebook, Twitter are good media for us. There are also contact information available at stateofbelief.com. The listener line for State of Belief is 202-681-4246. We encourage you to tell others about the show, encourage them to listen, join the dialogue, and join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That's State of Belief. The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was.